This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. As it always is, it's Friday, so we need to talk some gunfighting with the chief instructor of Combat Speed LLC, and that is Super Dave Harrington. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Mr. Bill.
I want to ask you. I want to go along a different pathway. Not so much about gunfighting today, but I want to tap into your spec ops background. And okay. for all of these people that talk about bugging out and everything, I want to talk about how really truly difficult that is to do. And we've talked a little bit about that, but I mean,
right? We've touched on it. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, for somebody, if something really bad were to happen, like. I don't know, say you're at the base of Mount St. Helens and you got to bug out and get out of there, and at the same time you're going to be facing other people that are panicking or something like this, you're really in the middle of a daunting task, aren't you?
Absolutely. One, you got to take a look at, you know, the infrastructure. Wherever it is you have chosen to live, you need to take a look at and evaluate the infrastructure in respect to how well it can handle mass evacuation and what's going to be, you know, all part of that scenario. What can you actually carry? What can you actually take with you? What do you need to do in respect to prioritizing the high-value items that should prolong your survival? And, of course, if you do the math on that, depending on the severity of the circumstances, food, ammo, and water, pretty much cut and dried. Maybe a backup set of clothing, full set of clothing per individual. You know, what type of vehicle do you have? Is it two-wheel drive, four-wheel drive, front-wheel drive, all-wheel drive? Fuel capacity, you know, tank capacity, ultimate, you know, range. If you load the vehicle down, have you ever done a test run by loading your vehicle to the actual bug-out weight and then get on the highway and drive it for a tank full of fuel to find out what your actual range is going to be on a tank of fuel, you know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah.
Plus, you also got to consider how much time are you going to spend idling at a stop on the highway. You know what I mean? How smooth is traffic going to flow? What is the fuel consumption rate? What is the projected fuel consumption rate based on the rate of movement of the traffic? There's so many factors that come into play of the problem, but on an individual level, you're going to have food, water, and some means that you may not choose firearms to be employed as your means of self-protection, although they are and would be the most effective.
Yeah.
There's other choices, But in my mind, it breaks down into food, water, and ammunition.
Right.
And, I mean, where do you have to go? I mean, where do you feel it necessary to get to? What is the safe zone? What are your – do you have any kind of records? Now, if you're talking like a natural disaster or something like that, in respect to bugging out, I mean, it's as simple as having all of your pertinent information, working accounts, blah, blah, blah. Have all that on a thumb drive. So, you know, if your home gets wiped out, you have, you know, your current electronic footprint immediately available to take care of, you know, bills and whatever.
Right.
You know, whatever it takes for your daily life to happen. But it's a pretty complex animal. From a standpoint of scenarios, you should have no one plan really is going to cover down on all of the possibilities. I mean, look at the virus thing. People are really...
Well, I want to talk about coronavirus. I want to talk about coronavirus. I don't think coronavirus is a big deal myself. I mean, the media is making it out to be a big deal, but I mean,
right.
I think
comparatively speaking, yeah, I agree. Comparatively speaking, it's not a big deal as they're making it out to be.
No. But there are some things out there that are sort of looming out there that are both, for me, temporary and long term. And I want to talk about the temporaries. Well, let's see. We got about three. We don't have quite 3 minutes. So one of the things I want to talk about is like a prolonged attack that would be, say, one of these coordinated timed attacks where you have multiple players out there teamed up, a couple of two-man teams, three or four moving about the city and everything, where you don't know what's going on. The cops are going to lose their mind. They're going to be first responding to other stuff. Then... the next thing would be a natural disaster that knocks the power out.
Okay.
Which is a temporary situation.
Power grid. Right.
Yep. And let's say it's during the winter. So you don't have power, right. You don't have heat. So that might be a cause to have to leave wherever you normally stay, where you live.
Right.
And
exactly.
And then the third scenario I want to discuss is the dreaded EMP, which is that's one combat scenario that everybody would be involved in if it was actually launched on us.
Right.
And I've always heard, and in the remaining time before we start breaking it down in the coming segments, but I've always heard the biggest test to see how you're going to fare in a survival situation is to try to live without electricity.
That's a good point. Absolutely. I agree with that 100%.
I mean, that's where... the differences come. Now, even when I was in the field, when I was in Germany, and I was working in communications, we had electricity wherever we went. We carried it with us. I had to maintain my generator to the same degree as I did my armored personnel carrier.
Absolutely.
Both of them had to work. So, that was a combat, you know, sort of a posture that we had to remain in. Plus, I think everything we had was what they referred to as combat hardened. You know the phrase, right?
Right, correct. Absolutely.
So we didn't have to worry about an EMP, except I was in Germany in the 80s when we still thought the Soviet Union was a thing. I wasn't worried about an EMP so much as a bunch of Russians and MI-24s coming over the horizon. That was my worry.
Right.
But coming up on the first break, and we're going to launch into this when we get back. Dave is the chief instructor at Combat Speed LLC. He is getting he does have a social media presence, and he's got. When is your website going to go live?
Next week.
Next week. So next week.
I'm going to turn it on next week.
Will it be on by Friday?
It should be finalized by then.
We'll have you a website to go to and start scheduling classes, and then you'll get to take a class with the cyborg because Dave has got the hardware now. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
The home of the binary trigger, the home of the Reformation line, Providence salutes the militia line. It goes on and on. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC, but while Dave is a expert at gunfighting, he's also a, you spent your, was it your entire military career in special operations?
Negative. I spent a total of 23 years. My first 4 years were in the Navy. I was in Seabees. I was a construction mechanic. And I got out of the Navy in 83. I went in 78, got out in just after, like a month after Grenada. I want to say it was October, November 83. Had a short break in service, went to the Air Force Reserves. I was a security specialist. Went to the academy at Lakeland Air Force Base, Lackland. I mispronounced that. I misspoke. Lackland Air Force Base. And got tired of that pretty quick. I plugged in for like 18 months, almost 2 years. And then I negotiated an inter-service transfer from the Air Force to the Army to go active duty, infantry, blah, blah, blah. And I wound up in SF, and I was in SF for maybe a little over 18 years, 19 years, something like that. I don't know. Ballpark figures, but total service was 23 years and some months.
Yeah.
Had a good time. It went fast.
Well, the reason I'm asking is because special operations and infantry in general has to learn how to endure misery. And a lot of that comes from knowing what you're doing when you go out there. And that's why I wanted to talk about this kind of stuff today. So, Let's first talk about an attack of some sort where we were being denied space, zip codes, that kind of thing.
Right.
This would probably be an attack that would not be like an invasion. I would unless something changes in the world geopolitical.
More like a disruption.
Yeah, a disruption. So with that, when you're running out the door, I'm going to presume cars still work and everything else still works. So when you're running out the door and everything, how much preparation should you have? And should you use the same preparation for disruptions that you would for EMPs and that kind of thing?
Yeah, you're going to have a baseline. Sure. You need to have a baseline response plan to whatever level of civil disturbance, I guess, would be a way to describe it. Yeah, absolutely, man. These things can be well thought out in advance. You're only limited by your imagination and your money supply in respect to what level you want to actually be prepared for. But I mean, you know, all that's fine and good, but you know, you want to carry that thought process through and seriously consider what may you need to do when your initial preparation and plan is no longer supported by the circumstances.
Right.
What if things don't return to normal, so to speak, in the time frame in which you planned for it to? That's what you need to be ready for.
I suppose it's not beyond the realm of belief to think there might be some explosive action happening in that kind of an attack, that kind of a terrorist attack, where you might actually find yourself temporarily homeless.
Right. Well, I'm looking at, it depends on what category you want to define your level of preparation, what kind of plan you're going to prep. But on a large-scale civil disturbance standpoint, what you got to take into consideration is, you know, human beings, you know, people are so comfortable and so civilized or societalized that they pretty much forget we're animals. Yeah, we're the most intelligent animal on the face of the planet. That's why we control it. But we're not 3, 4, 5 days away from savagery when it comes to, you know, putting your survival first.
So, yeah, I would agree with that. But, I mean, it's amazing when I was in the military how fast we would adapt to being out there. And I spent a lot of time in the field. I mean, in Europe, I was there for 3 years, and I bet you we spent 2 of those in the field.
Right. And wouldn't doubt that a bit.
Yeah, and it was amazing how quickly everybody would adapt to it. Because you have to...
If you step back, what you're saying is absolutely correct. We are the most adaptable animal on the face of the planet. Now, those that are slow to catch on are going to fall by the wayside, whatever that means. But ultimately, what's going to boil down to is you're going to have the haves and the have-nots. And the have-nots are going to be wanting what the haves have. But it's up to the haves to decide on what they're going to do to keep it. It's going to get ugly pretty quick.
Ugly pretty quick.
And we're talking a long, you know, like a long-term disruption in respect to just basic. I mean, look what people do. Look how people respond and act when there's a gas shortage.
Yeah, yeah.
They lose their minds.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, my God.
Coming up on the next break, and we're talking about the difficulties people would find or experience when they take off if they have to bug out. Everybody talks about bugging out, and I imagine Dave has been in that, not necessarily in that particular situation, but he's been out in some places before where, let's just say, he didn't have a concierge taking care of him, and that meant he had to handle things. Of course, social media is out there for Combat Speed LLC, and next week we're going to have a website to tell you about with Dave, with Combat Speed LLC. But in the meantime, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is getting a first-hand look at tornado damage in the Nashville area. Visiting one devastated neighborhood, President Trump says some families have been entirely wiped out.
We're going to see some of the people that really survived, some not in good shape and some in very good shape, incredibly in good shape.
The president stressed the federal government will do everything possible to help the victims recover. At least 24 people were killed in the devastating tornadoes this week. A better-than-expected jobs report is out. The U.S. created 273,000 jobs in February, which blew away more than the 165,000 economists predicted. Chief White House economist Larry Kudlow tells CNBC the U.S. economy is looking sound and no one should panic about the economy. The Dow finishes the week off 255 points to finish at 25,865. This is USA Radio News.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Does the sound of guaranteed income have you thinking about buying an annuity? Find out why Fisher Investments considers annuities about as attractive as a migraine, with their nosebleed-level fees, no easy way out once you're in them, and other pitfalls. If you have $500,000 or more, call Fisher at 1-800-859-5500 for your free guide, Annuity Insights. 1-800-859-5500. It's your retirement. Know what to ask.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Check them out at FranklinArmory.com. We're talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Going on a little different slant today, not so much talking about what you do with a gun, but what you do with yourself. And we've talked about an attack where you're being denied wherever you spatially hang out most of the time. Let's move on. Let's talk some sort of a natural disaster where you have to take off and everything else. Now, that's going to be a little more, this is where the haves and the have-nots really come into play, isn't it? We still got Dave?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, cool. Depending on, you know, again, referencing the first task of doing an analysis on where you live and what are the main transportation arteries, blah, 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 type of vehicle, fuel range. Consider all those factors, best case scenario, that you can maximize those numbers and actually do them. So you succeed. What do you do then? How have you exhausted all your supplies? What have circumstances required you to use? There's always going to be the issue of people wanting what you have and what are you willing to give up. How's that going to roll? It's not going to be a pleasant experience for anyone, really. But you've got to look at, you got to kind of go beyond, look beyond your initial action plan to deal with the circumstances and look at the actual success of your plan. So what do you do then? You know, where does that put you on the map? What does it give you? What is the value of that location? What's there? What do you have or do not have access to? Those types of things. You follow me?
I do.
You want to build your plan kind of in phases. You know what I mean? You've got your initial action plan. Well, an initial action plan gets you to phase line one. Well, where is that on the map? And you plan accordingly. You refit, rest up, whatever you got to do, and you kick off on phase two of the plan. See what I mean?
I do.
Until you get, and you just phase it out until you get where it is you're wanting to get to. You know, if it's actually safe. And the amount of time that transpires for the event to happen and then for you to get there. It's like a domino effect, man. It never ends. You've got to, think it through and phase it out and be ready to support it.
Now,
train yourself for failure.
But, do they still teach map reading in the military?
Oh, I'm sure they do.
I would hope they do.
It's probably, they teach it probably just as a general rule, but how much do they actually require them to perform it and learn it? I don't know. Because, you know, it's the electronic age, man, and GPSs and every bit of electronics are 100 times better now than they were when I was there. So, yeah.
I mean, in the mid-1980s.
A very important point.
Yeah. In the mid-1980s, all we had was a map and a lensatic compass.
Exactly. And what a lot of people fail to realize, and this applies to the police as well, you can't function in that kind of environment if you don't know exactly where you're at on the ground. You have to stay oriented. And being able to navigate is one of the most basic skill requirements or considered one of the most basic skill requirements. But it just so happens to be one of the absolute most important there is. Got to know where you're at on the ground. You got to be able to navigate.
Well, I think it'd be really helpful to have a map and know how to read the map and know how to orient the map. Because, like, if you're, if one of the things I'm going to do, which I've never done, but I'm going to go out and get a decent water filter. Because I don't want to carry, 1 gallon of water per person. I don't.
Right.
Per day, right?
Well, I mean, yeah, you're going to have to look at your consumption rate per. You know, how much do you actually need? How much does it weigh? How much gasoline will that weight consume? Blah, blah, blah. Exactly.
And I know some of the squeamish are going to look out there at this, but in this kind of an event, you're not going to consider water for hygiene. That's not going to be your primary
concern.
Everything
will come to a stop.
No. That's going to be.
You just can't stand it.
Yeah. But, you know, but, you get used to that too, so.
Right.
But that's one of the things I'm. Well, I mean, knowing how to read a map, you could see where a water source is. You might know where there's like a. That might be a Walmart warehouse over there that you know that's right over there, but you don't know where it's at because you don't know where you're at.
Right.
And you can find that, and that's something you can get a hold of and get some stuff. And then, you know, if you're carrying everything you've got on you, then what's the point of looting a warehouse if you got nothing to carry it in? And then you got to carry that.
Right.
So everything has to be sort of thought out and everything. But this is weather would be one of those things like Hurricane Sandy or Hurricane Katrina, where it knocks not only knocks out the power, but it knocks out the services too. You got to be prepared to deal with looters when they're coming to your house.
Right, exactly.
And that's if you don't get out of there, I guess would be the main thing. But I don't know. I look at some of these things, and I just can't help but think a lot of people would be hurting in these scenarios.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Try this as just a simple mental exercise. You know how everybody has these fantasies of a zombie apocalypse?
Right.
Right? Well, it's going to be similar if it goes bad. The best way I can describe it is consider the civil disturbance boiling down to the haves and the have-nots, and the have-nots is basically going to be the zombie horde. That's what it's going to look like.
Right.
Because people are, for the most part, those that have and are willing to exercise their survival instinct will do anything at any cost to survive. So if you're not prepared to do the same thing, good luck. I don't know what to tell you on that point.
Yeah. That's the main thing. You got to be, and that's where a lot of people are going to fall short too, isn't it? Because a lot of people are going to be like, what? This is barbaric, I do declare. And it's going to be like, it would be almost comedic, except people are going to be dying from it. You're going to be dying
right,
from
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Well, see, that's a societal conditioning, man. That's a civilized conditioning relying on an outside source other than yourself to provide for your immediate well-being and survival. There won't be people get caught short.
Yeah. Hang on there for me. We'll be right back talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. This is Lock and Load.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normal. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We've been speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC, a military veteran, spent a lot of his time in the military in special operations, which one thing you have to do in special operations is you have to learn to embrace the suck. Fair enough, you think? Dave?
There's a lot of people won't understand that.
Huh?
A lot of people won't understand what that means.
Well, what that means is when you have a mission, when you have a mission, you don't look at it and say, that's muddy, I'm not going to go through that. You don't look at it and say, that's a big tall mountain, I'm not going to go through that. You don't look,
you
prosecute the mission.
This is going to suck, but we're doing it anyway.
Yeah, and then you go out and do it, and you don't think too many times about it. And along the way, there's going to be misery and pain and all these other things, and still you do it.
Well, you got to develop the discipline.
Yeah.
To function in, in austere environments.
Yeah, and that's the big thing, the discipline.
What now, am I doing?
Yeah. So now we come to the EMP. Now, this is going to be a long-term issue. You correct me if I'm wrong, there'll be no cops to call because, as far as I know, they're not hardened. Are they? Their systems are not hardened.
No, I have no idea.
Me either. We're going to be in a state of war if we get hit with an EMP. So the military's the military's not going to be coming around going, hey, what's the matter? Did you miss your TV shows? We can get it all back up and running in about 5 minutes. Go ahead, sit back and enjoy this hot cocoa. They're not going to be there for that. So it's going to come down to you. Now, in one of these situations, do we presume, like Faraday cages? I know what a Faraday cage is. I've heard that you can stick stuff in like a microwave and that'll protect it from being fried in an EMP. But most people, I've never seen a Faraday cage. I'd like to turn my entire garage into a Faraday cage and just have a complete system in there. But do you have any knowledge of them actually working?
As far as their electronic packages?
Well, as far as protecting against an EMP.
Well, from what I understand, I'm not an electrician. I don't understand electricity whatsoever other than to stay away from it.
Yeah.
It'll kill you. It's a circuitry. The Russians, their baseline protection against EMP is tube amps. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Instead of everything being,
solid state, they're using tubes, yeah.
They're using tube, older equipment. I mean, I'm sure it's modernized and all that, but you know what I mean?
I do.
So I'm sure, as far as our fighter aircraft and our Air Force in general, I'm sure there's that's been addressed. I don't know how well it's been addressed in respect to the civilian aviation community, but not good. Either way you cut it, in the event. So
that'd be especially bad for airliners if that were to happen, I think.
Oh yeah, absolutely, dude.
Yeah. It'd be bad to be taking an air trip that particular day. At this point, where would you bug out to? That's the big question, right?
Right. Well, are you asking me?
Because yeah. Well, it's rhetorical. I don't know where you would go.
I've got a good idea, but, it's all in the can I even get there first thing.
Right.
Because getting out of Florida is haphazard at best.
Right.
You've got the two major east, west, north, south routes. You've got four that splits the central state. Four runs from Tampa through Orlando back up to 95 on the east coast, 75 on the west coast. But, just getting out of Florida is going to be an ordeal.
Yeah.
It's not good. If, like, for the last hurricane, you kind of had to guesstimate it, and you would have been okay if you left 2 weeks in advance before it got here.
Right.
You'd have been able to, go ahead and motor on to wherever you needed to go. But once the evacuation orders, those that are going to abide by the evacuation orders hit the road, it's just ugly.
How did that work out when they call for that? And, with Florida, you guys should have had a lot of practice trying to evacuate. Is that still nightmarish?
Well, the problem is the states, this is strictly as I see it. I've been living here for, 17 years now. As I see it, the infrastructure cannot keep up with the number of bodies that are moving into the state annually. You follow me?
I do.
The population density just in the immediate area where I live here in South Tampa is off the chart. There's no more land available, so they just keep building up. And it's nothing but apartment buildings and condos going up everywhere, like condo farms. They clear some stuff off, throw some condo seeds out there, two or three months, pow. Skyline changes. It's pretty ridiculous.
The harvest of condos. Now, in these bigger city areas,
right?
That's going to be bad in an EMP, isn't it?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Same basic principle applies. Even if you are prepared, what are you going to do when you run out? How far in advance can you really plan to sustain life under those kind of conditions? It's going to have to start. You're going to have to go mobile. You're going to have to get out and move about. That's going
to. Well, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to have to do, and I'm going to tell you before we run out of time. We have about 2.5 minutes, so let me tell you. I just want to get your thumbs up or thumbs down on this. So okay. The problem I'm going to have is I take a couple of medications, right? I'm asthmatic. I'm a heart attack survivor, so I have to take something called Lasix, and if I don't take it, then my lungs fill up with fluid. So in the event that a EMP would hit here, my first course of action is going to be to pump up the tires on my bicycle, because I have four right. bicycles here, and I'm going to get out my Antifa welcome wagon bag and throw that on, and I'm going to pedal the mile up the road to the two places that have pharmacies, and I'm going to go into one, and I'm not going to, you know, go guns up on them or anything. I'm just going to ask them for albuterol and Lasix and lisinopril, right. as much as they'll give me. And even then, I know that that's going to be, you know, people on, there's a lot of people on medication that is, my medication is quite mild, comparatively speaking, to what most people have to take. That's going to be problem number one. And then, the rest of it, I've conveniently located, beside a beef, where they raise beef cows.
Right.
So I might just go on over there and harvest one of those gentlemen. But then I got the water issue, and there's a water source near me, but I would have to get on the bike. And every time I'm out there in the open, that's when it's the most dangerous, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Whenever you got to get out and move about, you're basically maximizing your exposure time.
Yep.
And you got to plan for that.
Yep. So... in any event, this is just, I mean, what Dave and I talked about today, this is just the bare minimum for those of you who have never been initiated to misery. Well, and on any given moment, we're about 3 days away from being absolutely miserable. You just have to be able to take it. So get that mindset ready. I want to thank you for joining me this evening. Sir, how goes the recovery?
Awesome. I'm 4 weeks out. If you did not know I had the surgery, you would not be able to tell by the way I'm able to move and get around.
Cool. All right.
I'm still in the, I got to be careful through the end of the month, but then I should be able to commit to getting back in shape and back at work.
Next week, we're going to have a website for you to go for Combat Speed LLC. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Bill. Take care, man. Be safe.
All right.
Out.
Out of here. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.